It's time now for our Community Connection for this Monday, October 6th. In studio, I've got Sue Dieter from the University of Minnesota Morris and Director of Admissions, Harry Herbert, is our guest today. So how are you guys? Thanks for being here.
Feeling very well. Thank you for having us.
All right. Fantastic. Cool. So why don't you give us some, we were talking a little bit off the air, but give us some background, where you're from and how you got to here.
Absolutely. So I've just got to town. I'm 3 months into the new job here at Morris, and originally from Austin, Texas, but have been working in higher education for about 12 years now. This is my fifth university that I've worked for, so
wow.
I've seen a lot of different styles of education and places for studying at college. So I feel like I bring a wealth of experience and knowledge to come here, and it's a sort of a return to form for me in a little way because I myself attended a very small undergraduate institution, so it feels good to come back to the Midwest.
Wow, that's very neat. Yeah, cool. So October is College Knowledge Month, and what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for folks around the state to learn about colleges and universities, and there are so many different programs that each school is going to be doing throughout the month, including things like programming on campus for people to come and attend and meet with faculty and tour the campuses themselves, but it's also an opportunity to apply for free. The state is basically, including Morris, our university, are doing free applications this month, so there's no codes or anything you have to type in, and it only takes about 10 minutes to submit an application. So it's really a great way of kind of bridging that gap between information and the public itself, trying to invite people to learn more about things.
So yeah, it's a statewide effort geared toward helping every student, especially high school seniors, taking steps towards their post-secondary goals after graduation. So let me ask you, what are some suggestions for parents to encourage their high school student to prepare for college?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is, of course, and this may sound a little bit obvious, but is to encourage your students to really study hard, right? Develop good study habits and time management habits. Take challenging courses. These things can really go a long way to making sure that not only are you prepared for the academic rigors of college, but that you can show future admissions offices that you're willing to take on challenges and really be well prepared for your academic work as a university student. The other thing that I would suggest is take some time to think about what your student is wanting to have out of their university experience, right? And also things like location, right? Do you see yourself going to a school in a big city or in a small town? All of these things can make a huge difference depending on how you want to view and feel your college and university experience. And really it can help to narrow down your choices. There are about 4,000 colleges and universities in the United States. So
wow.
The earlier that you can start to think about these things, the better that you'll have at figuring out what it is that you're really wanting out of those things, and then being able to then narrow your choices so you don't have to feel so overwhelmed when you get to the application process.